Just two Argent songs we're going to do tonight, and the second one we're going to do for you now. This actually, there's a story about this song, because the last record the Zombies ever made in the first incarnation before we split up was a record called Time of the Season. We then split up and we went to Germany with Argent. Chris White came over with us to Germany, and we used to play for six shows a night because we were just trying to get the band together. And so we used to try lots of different things. We were playing Time of the Season one night, and we went into a riff, and Chris was listening off the stage, and he heard this riff and really liked it and started writing the song that came out of that riff. And that song became Hold Your Head Up.
So. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We would love to do a series of songs for you now, which all come from one album. And we recorded this album way back in fact, just before we split up in 1967. So we realised that when we got back together again, completely by accident, I have to say, we'd never played most of these songs ever on stage. So it was a real joy for us to play some of these and try them out on stage. So this is an album which came out, and even though it spawned a number one single around the world, the album didn't really take off at the time, and then 15 years later, it's gradually started to sell and build momentum. And year after year, it sold more and more. Until now, every year around the world, this sells in really substantial quantities. It's been voted one of the top five albums by Rolling Stone, by various magazines in England, and we're very grateful for that. We would love to do some songs from the album, obviously an Oracle for you now. We're going to start with the first song on the first cycle, Care of Cell 44. We're then going to do a song we've only played a few times called Beechwood Park. Then what we're going to do, this will be our year, and then A Rose for Emily and their time of the season. So here we go.
Yeah. And as the years go by,
you see, there's nothing you can do. There's loving and we have
one left for you.
Well, before we do the last couple of songs, I'd just like to say a couple of things. First of all, it's such a joy to play every night with such a great band. On the guitar is a guy who you may have seen on the original Live Aid concerts because he was playing on those. He was on the Buckingham Palace concerts recently. You may have seen him with Colosseum, with Tom Jones. He's one of the most sought-after players, Mr. Keith Aaron on the guitar. And on the bass is a legend, actually. He's a guy who was there right at the beginning with us. He was on one windy, rain-swept day outside the Blacksmith Arms at Park in St Albans when we had our first rehearsal one day in 1961. He was there, and he was in a great local group called the Blue Tones, and he loaned us all the gear to do our very first rehearsal. In fact, we asked him on that very first day if he would be in the band, and he said no, because he was in a great local band. Years later, he became the founder member with me of Argent, and then when Argent split up, for 20 years, and on their biggest ever selling single and album in this country, he was based there with the Kinks. He's played with Lonnie Donegan and actually countless people. Fantastic player, Mr. Jim Rockford on the bass. And on the drums actually is his son. And this guy, it was a real revelation to us. If anyone's got an old Argent album called All Together Now, from which Hold Your Head Up came, you'll see a little sweet-faced boy on the left-hand corner of the front picture. That was Steve. Unfortunately, he grew up. But he grew into a great drummer. And in fact, we played with some of the best over the years. And a few that I can remember are Chester Thompson, John Heisman, Phil Collins, Bob Henrik. I played with Keith Moon on the last Who album, Who Are You, that you played on. But our favourite drummer, Steve Rodman. Yeah. Actually, a couple of old singles for you now. The first one wasn't a hit, but we always used to do it, and we've always loved doing it, and we're going to do it for you now. It's called Indication. And then we're going to do something called Tell Her No. Let's just do that.
I'm Oh,
Rangers. Thank you so much. Thank you. There's a song that we do because in the 70s, Argent had an enormous hit in Europe and just wrote, recorded, and had a huge hit with this. And then many years later, another band had a number one with this. But you know, we did it first. And we didn't think about doing this until we played actually in LA with a band called Phantom Planet, great local band. And they asked us to do this, so we're going to do it for you again tonight. This one is called God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Thank you.
Thank you, you've been a really fantastic audience, and we would like to do just one tiny last thing. But before we do, I'd just like to tell you quickly that in a couple of weeks' time, we've got a new live album coming out. It's had fantastic reviews in Mojo, in the Times, in the Mirror in England. It's coming out here soon. We bought some with us, but we've sold them all except for a few. There are a few on the merchandise desk that we've signed, and honestly, Colin and I have signed it. If anyone wants to buy them, they're there for anybody. And we would love to finish with a very quiet thing. You've got to help us with this. It's magical if you're serious with us. And this is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. The first thing we ever recorded, George Gershwin's Summertime.
Summertime.